All right, digital marketers, guess what? All you online entrepreneurs, I am going to use a four-letter word, BLOG. I know that most of us do not want to think of ourselves as bloggers, but we are going to talk about how blogging can help promote your business and get free organic traffic and help boost your ROI. So let's go talk about how it's going to work.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, digital marketers, here we go. We are going to be talking about blogging strategies. I know, sounds painful. I promise it's going to be awesome. Because once you understand how to utilize the strategies, not all the work, I'm talking the strategies, then you are actually going to discover how to survive any storm, because you're going to own a traffic source that continually fills your value ladder with constant flow of leads for free, right? That sounds good. Sexy, I know, let's go. Okay, so we talked a little bit in the past about history lessons. So today, I want to, for those of you who have been around, or you can Google it, but there was a time many years ago when Google AdWords was like all the rage, right? That's where everybody was making money. And people were like riding the gravy train and doing super awesome. And then one day, kerplunk, everything crashes. Google was like, nope, we're done. All the quality scores went down. Tons and tons of marketers just got like banned without any kind of notice. It can absolutely happen. If you look at the trends, there's like, hey, gravy train, let's ride this. Crash, right? Right now, Facebook ads are all the rage. That is what every marketer is out doing, right? I'm gonna build a funnel, I'm gonna go set my stuff up, and I'm gonna send Facebook ads to it. So then what happens? Right now, they're working great. Is it going to forever? Right now, if you look at it, content is sky high, marketing is sky high. The market that we're advertising on is super bloated, and ad costs are going up and up. So maybe you haven't seen the trends. Maybe I just put the little fear of God into you right now, just from looking at how the patterns have happened in the past, right? We don't want it to be like the fear. We want to think about as like building this strong foundation. You're investing in gold right now in case the market crashes. What we want to do is know, what if there's another way? What if there's a way that you could bring in other customers without having to pay to acquire them every time? Because let's face it, you all don't actually want to have paid traffic, paid advertising, unless you needed to. You're just trying to get leads there, right? So what if there was another way? Four-letter word, BLOG. All right, so you guys know my background. You know that I have worked with these 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs and built all these amazing funnels. And I've had the chance to work with a lot of really awesome people, including Miss Holly Homer, who has been a guest on this show. And here's the deal. When it really comes down to it, there are, like, in essence, we want to look at digital marketers are over here, okay? Digital marketers are like really, really good at selling things. We just need traffic in front of them. So what do? We go get ads because that pushes traffic. And we're super excited when we get leads for like $1 or $20 or whatever that end up converting, right? On the other hand, bloggers are really, really good at creating content and generally not great at selling. So in fact, they can usually get traffic for super, super cheap. So they have a selling problem. We have a traffic problem. I think that in between Those two things is the opportunity. That is the thing that we want to go after. All right, so I really wanted to just jump into the differences of like what makes both of these businesses work. And I really have worked to find a way, like how to bridge that gap, how to pull us partway over using digital blogging strategies without having to become like a blogger, right? So I have some stats here that I want to share with you guys. There are so many influencers right now that are making an absolute killing. Dwayne Johnson reportedly makes $1 million per Instagram post. Kim Kardashian has made over $400,000 for a single Instagram post. Crazy, right? Tim Ferriss is reportedly worth $100 million and he makes at least $54,000 for every podcast that he publishes. And because I'm giving you guys some stats, I want some more examples of some super successful blogs. So Pat Flynn, everybody knows Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income. He's currently making well over $100,000 per month. Pinch of Yum is raking in over about $50,000 a month. And let's see, Learning Herbs brings a little over $20,000 every month. And Survival Life makes a whopping $1 million per month. Survival Life, for those of you who don't know, is a subsidiary company also of Digital Marketer. So there's some really cool figures, right? But those are only like the elite of the elite, right? Some blogs don't make anything. Some of them make like 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever. But the real question is like, how much does the actual average blogger make per month? Because we want some numbers. I want to give you guys some stats so you can crunch the real stuff. So you can see the proof is in the pudding, right? Okay, so average blogger, here we go. Glassdoor reports that the average blogger makes $33,273 per year. Even some like big blogs actually make a lot less than you think. Even some big blogs might make a lot less than you think. Even though the analytics show that they're getting tons of traffic, sometimes that's just vanity metrics because the real number that matters is the bank account number, right? That's the one we want to focus on. So really like making serious money with blogging actually depends on a few factors. Here's how bloggers actually make money, right? I'll look at some notes again. Most bloggers end up like the way that they do it is they are making money off of ad revenue from relevant products or services, sometimes from reviews, sometimes just similar things. They have advertising space like that. Depends on the number, the amount of traffic that they're bringing in. In order for anyone to sell online, right, we have to learn about marketing. So for bloggers, they would have to go through, if they're going to sell digital products like we do as digital marketers, they're going to go and have to create the products and create sales page and build the list and all that kind of stuff. And as we know, that can be a really steep learning curve. So a lot of bloggers get tired of that. They learn a whole lot about SEO, but they don't really want to be out making all the noise and doing all the hype and doing the, like get on the phone to close sales and all those things that we're used to doing, right? A lot of times what they're using is AdSense. Or sponsored content. So here are some more numbers. All right, bloggers typically make between 1 cent and 10 cents per page view from display and affiliate ads, like from AdSense ads. So a blog with 1,000 page views per month can make between $10 and $100 per month. And a blog with 100,000 page views a month can make up to $10,000 per month. So that may sound like a lot, but really, if you compare that to what we do as marketers, right? So you send that same 100,000 unique visitors to a sales page that converts at 2% with an average cart value of $67. Sounds like a normal kind of funnel, right? That is $134,000. But as we all know, that is also not the full story either, because I have to keep looking at my notes because I can't do the math, but marketers do have their own problems. So marketers, because we aren't great at generating the traffic, we're typically paying for it. And we're typically paying like a dollar per click. It's a pretty great cost when we're talking about Facebook ads, like we'd be happy with that number, right? So if we're talking about a dollar per click and we've sent 100,000 unique visitors, that's going to cost us $100,000. Well, if we generate at $134,000, all of a sudden, it doesn't sound so exciting when we had to spend $100,000 just to get there. And you guys, there are so many like million-dollar funnel winners, big marketers out there that have done this and have no profit because they've literally done exactly this. Like they're paying for all that traffic. They're giving their money to Facebook instead. So it doesn't matter like how far up, like if you're just getting started or you're super successful, this is a problem that everybody in digital marketing ends up seeing, right? So this is what the blogger versus marketer dilemma like really boils down to. Bloggers can generate tons and tons of traffic for free, but they're typically not really great at monetizing that traffic. And we talked about some of the unicorns, some of the people that are like making really, really awesome money, right? But those are just the small select few. And it's usually from ads or sponsored content. So if you look at, like, if we say a lot of them are generating $10,000 a month, like as an average, okay? Or a lot less, considering the overall average was $34,000. But it takes a lot of work to create a blog that's going to send 100,000 visitors per month to that post, right? And for all that effort, they're still not getting like a huge revenue because they don't have a funnel that's converting at least 2%. Now, how much money could they imagine or could they make if they sent 100,000 visitors to a complete value ladder? So not only are you getting that 2% initial conversion, you're getting follow-up conversion because you're following up with the 80% of people that dropped out there, you're going to convert at least another 20 out of that, right? And then you have a value ladder stacked on top of that. So for those that bought, they're going to continue buying and they're going to buy higher ticket items. So all of a sudden cart value goes up and your ROI on the 100,000 has absolutely worked. That's why ads work. That's why marketers are doing that. But we're still paying for that initial traffic that's going in, right? With me so far? All right, so the ideal scenario, the best of both worlds case is that we as digital marketers are sending tons of traffic for literally pennies on the dollar. We're using that traffic to help support ads if we are running those because they're going to make them much more effective. We're going to catch all of the people that never even knew about us but knew that they had a specific problem because we're talking about those things. They're going to search and they're going to find our value ladder at the top of Google. Like how freaking awesome would that be, right? There's a lot of traffic that goes through Google every single day, every single minute for that matter. So wouldn't it be amazing if we could get that traffic to us without having to pay a dollar per click or more? Pretty awesome. That's where the secret sauce has to work, right? So the reason that your sales funnel or your opt-in page or your whatever you are leading with does not rank at the top of Google right now is a couple of different reasons. One, you may not have the right keywords in there that Google is looking for when people are searching for things related to you, your products, and your services. In addition, how many times, like think about it, when you've gone and Google searched, how many times have you seen a VSL or a squeeze page or an opt-in or just a flat out order form that shows up at the top of Google? They know when you're trying to monetize their traffic and they don't like it. They want to send people there if it's useful information, but they don't want to just be like, here, let me send you to somebody who just wants your money or just wants your email address, right? So we have to play like the Google game. And there's actually nothing wrong or like illegal Google jail, whatever about that. And I'll tell you what it is in just a sec. The thing about SEO is it can be like search engine optimization, I guess I should say it. It can be very, very scary and it can also be very, very expensive for digital marketers. However, you can actually dominate this traffic. There's some keywords that you should and can dominate some traffic for. Now you may not be like, don't fall for those scammers that are like, oh, we're gonna get you page one for probably something that actually doesn't matter to anything that you're doing. And this super long tail keyword, like nobody is ever going to search for. What we want is the relevant traffic, but you also don't want to be a blogger and you don't want to have to spend all of your time writing content and paying an SEO company to help you optimize all of that. Okay. There's some low hanging fruit that you can go after. Let's see. There are topics that relate specifically to your products and services. And there's also some that relate specifically to your business and you. And there's absolutely some of those that you can put to work for yourselves right away. So I'm going to give you, okay, I want you to pick up your phone right now. Don't stop listening to this episode, but pick up your phone or go to your computer and type in your name. What do you see? Do you see competitor? Do you see you as a guest on somebody else's podcast? Do you see your Facebook or your LinkedIn posts, your LinkedIn listing? Are they optimized? Now do the same thing for your business. You're probably more likely to dominate something more for your business. However, do you even show up in the searches? It's absolutely something that you can optimize for and show up on that first page. So think about this. If you are doing your job as a digital marketer and you are out there making noise, your name and your business name are going to be attached to all of those social posts, to your podcast, to when you are a guest on other people's podcasts, to your different social profiles, to your social posts. All of that stuff is going to be connected and Google sees it. So when people are looking for you, when they hear about you, they see something and they're like, oh, that person's really interesting. Seems like I want to find out more. I want to find out more about that program. I want to find out more about the business. And they go and look, where are you ultimately sending them? To a competitor? To a site that you don't control the traffic? To just down a complete rabbit hole that doesn't even have anything to do with you? That is our low hanging fruit. That's exactly where we start. It's not that difficult to actually get a hold of that traffic and drive them to a place where you are controlling the information that they're seeing. All right, you ready? I have another stat for you. According to Salesforce, 85% of consumers conduct online research before making a purchase. So what does that mean? That means they're out like, I have this problem. I'm going to go search. Or think about this. Could even be that that search traffic is traffic that you already paid for. If you're running ads, you've got Facebook ads out there. How many of you guys have done this? I know I totally have. See a Facebook ad and I'm like, oh, that looks really interesting, but I don't want to be retargeted. I don't want to be stuck in their funnel. So I'm just going to go Google whatever the thing is or whatever the company is or whoever the person is. I'm going to go backdoor research this and see if it's something that I am willing to be in their funnel. That's people doing that all the time. Now, if you imagine how much traffic, like how much noise are you out there making and how many people have been backdoor researching you just to go down rabbit holes? Like if you could just take even 20% of that traffic and add it to your conversions, what just happened? Like you just blew your ROI right out of the roof. All of that traffic, those are keywords that you should be ranking for because those pain points, those solutions, the things that people are searching for, they're going to find you. Because this is not a common practice for people who are selling, i.e. digital marketers, there's opportunities to rank in this. Like it is not a market that's being tapped into. Everybody's going to Facebook ads right now. If we focus on using some of these blogging strategies without having to actually BLOG all the time, then we can take advantage of these strategies and bring people in and either completely increase the effectiveness of the ads that we are running and also increase the effectiveness of just general traffic that's out there searching for the thing that you're going to help them with. These are missed opportunities and ones that you can absolutely grab. So this is a program that we have been working on, and I am super excited to even talk about it because it's literally like it's taking all of these strategies, but it's taking all of the things that we don't like as marketers out of it. So it is taking out the having to create and maintain and update a WordPress site. It's taking out, what do I talk about? How do I repurpose this content? How do I write these blogs? How do I get keywords in place? What keywords do I even talk about? We're actually like, I took a program and handled all of the tech stuff. And then I consulted with my super high level SEO lady, who's like top expert, literally wrote books, right, on how to do this. She has worked with me to help figure out how to put these strategies to work for marketers. And then I figured out how to put our systems and processes in place as an agency to do the done for you part, so that literally all you have to do is show up and create content, and then we take care of the rest. How awesome is that? The reason that we want a WordPress site is because WordPress is the king of SEO. That is where we can optimize to get all of that traffic to tell Google, hey, anytime somebody is looking for this thing, send them here. So we start driving that traffic. That site becomes the central hub of your business. It is the master traffic controller site. And for those of you who have seen my content presentation, it's the little satellite part of the Death Star with all the little, like it's the central part with all of our little stuff coming off. Because when people come there, when they come to this website, they are going to see you and everything that you do. It's going to have links to all of your social profiles. It's going to have links to everything in your value ladder. It's going to have links to every event that you're going to be speaking at, or podcast that you were a guest on, or anything that you are doing, your media bio, your about page, all of that information, because those are things that people are searching for. So we want to take advantage of it. Now, the awesome thing is when they come in, because they're attracted by something that they searched for, they come in and they're exposed to our world. They can see everything that you're doing. They can poke around and then self-identify exactly where they want to be. And they're like, oh, I really think that this is the thing I need. Boop. They opt in. It may not even be the very start of your value ladder. They may self-identify right in the middle of one of your core offers, or say, I'm going straight to the top. I like this person. Just put me in your high-end program. Like, how cool would that be? And you didn't even have to pay for the leads to come in, because it all just came to you because you're taking advantage of the content that you're producing and that low-hanging fruit to grab all of those keywords. This is the process. I think this is the thing that's going to bridge that gap between marketers and bloggers. I absolutely know that these practices are sound, and we have beta tests running on this right now. I am so excited at the results that we're getting. And I just want you guys to know, this is something that you can do. You can capture that low-hanging fruit, that low-hanging traffic, and man, start driving a lot more free leads to your offers. So think of it kind of like a choose your own adventure. Did anybody else read those books when you were a kid? Man, I freaking loved those books. I would go through and read every, like reread it over and over, just because I wanted to see all of the different possible outcomes, right? This is exactly what the master traffic controller site is like, right? So it's, if you think about it, a traditional funnel works because we're sending traffic that we paid for. So we definitely want to 100% control that traffic. So we're sending this traffic that we paid for, boop, to our funnel, okay? When they get to our funnel, they can do nothing other than exactly what we want them to do. There's no other navigation. There's nothing. That's why we call it a squeeze page, right? However, only like 1% to 2% of the traffic that we send to our funnel is actually ready to buy right then. And I know that's why most of the funnels actually convert at 1% to 2%, because we're actually getting the right people in front of it, but not everybody's ready to buy. So what happens to the other 98%? Well, stats have shown that at least 80% of that other 98% will be ready sometime within the next 6 months. So what do we want to do? We want to make sure that we are retargeting those people so that we can keep driving them back to our master traffic controller site. We want them to keep seeing our content. We want them to keep finding us on searches. We want them to ultimately get onto our list, because we're going to follow up with them. We want to email them. You know, there's a lot of people that say email marketing is dead, but how freaking cool would it be if we could follow up with them with email and messengers and text messaging and phone calls automated and voicemail drops? We have actually built a follow-up system into the master traffic controller site. So when people come in and they're like, oh, this is really cool, give me the free whatever lead magnet thingy that we're giving them in some way, they're on our list. We're following up with them, and we're following up with them automated using all those different methods. When's the last time you got a text message that you did not look at? Now, I know there's a lot of spammy crap out there. So we combine text with email, with voicemail drops, because that's going to get people's attention. They're going to be in our world. We want to keep giving them the information that they need and staying in front of them, because that other 80% of the 98% is people that we want to ultimately target. And like the 80-20 rule, we should be able to convert ultimately 20% of that 80% that's coming through. So if you think about it, 2% is going to convert off of a funnel initially. 98%, I should have the numbers to this, but 98% isn't. So what's 80% of 98%? I could probably do that math. It is 78%. So what would it, oh, I guess that would be the other direction. I'm sorry. 78, so that'd be 78. That would be 32. Did I do that right? No, 20. You guys, this is why I had to have my notes in front of me. But either way, it's a lot more than two. I know it's a lot more than two, because we want to be able to convert more people. So having an automated follow-up system, having people see access to your entire value ladder, to see where you're at on all the different social channels. And they may end up being like, ooh, this is a really cool looking YouTube channel. I think I want to go binge watch it. Or, wow, these emails are like really fun. I love opening them. And 3 months down the road, they're like, boop, okay, I'm ready to buy. And they jump right into your high ticket offer. That is not going to happen unless you have a system that pulls all of that stuff together, like a master traffic controller site. And you are also going to maximize the effectiveness of your ads and your posts and anything else that you're doing out there. Because as people see you, there again, they're going to go search you. And when they can find you, when you know all of the things that people are searching associated with you, and that's ultimately going to drive them back to your site, that's what we want. So how freaking cool is that? A way to use blogging strategies and get that organic traffic, which means that you can weather any traffic storm. Any Facebook puts the clamp down and your account goes away, or you decided that you just don't want to run ads anymore, whatever the case is, like, you still can be driving traffic. Organic traffic is not dead. Thank you, Ms. Holly Homer. I love that. That was the title of her episode. Here's the deal. When we are setting these sites up, we are actually building the site. We are doing an SEO audit to specifically find your keywords. We're helping you to come up with exactly how to talk about that content, helping you find the stories that help illustrate that content and really bring people in, repurposing that content so that you're getting more exposure on different social channels, creating a podcast and creating a blog and writing that stuff for you, SEO optimizing it, creating that whole WordPress site that's linking out to all of your different value ladder items and all of your social channels, everything. It's your central authority site, right? We are taking care of all of the tech crap that you don't want to do and giving you, here's what you need to talk about so that you're talking about it in your voice, finding those people that know, like, and trust you, bringing them in and capturing them and following up with them with this automated follow-up system. It's literally like, I am super excited about it because it's the best of all the worlds. It's that bridging the gap between bloggers and marketers by using the strategies without having to do it as a marketer and reducing our costs and taking away all the tech frustration. I am in love with it. So amazing. We are having such awesome results, you guys. And if anybody just even wants to hop on a call, I'm going to invite you to go to our central authority site. That's our master traffic controller site. So that one is, you've heard it before. You ready for it? TheVirtualGen.com. Go there. You can see all the programs that we offer. You can see links to book a call with me. You can see information about our team and all that good stuff. So go check that out and watch for more content, because we have a whole lot more coming down the pipeline. And if you want to know how this can work for you as well, make sure you go to thevirtualgen.com and book some time to talk with me. I'd be happy to get on one-on-one and talk about it. Or you can apply to be a guest on the podcast and we'll get on here and talk about it and help you with something live. Wouldn't that be amazing? All right, that is it. I just wanted to share with you guys how this strategy can work and let you know that you don't have to be overwhelmed by SEO. You don't have to be overwhelmed by all the keywords, what to talk about, WordPress, blah, blah, blah. But there's ways to use those strategies and grab that low-hanging fruit and make that traffic work for you and work for your offers. Okay, we'll see you guys on the next episode. Thanks.